Let's have a word of prayer before we share the message.
那我们先有一点祷告，在我们分享信息之前。
Father God, we thank you for joining us together today, this morning, to worship the Lord.
父啊，我们实在感谢你，把我们今天早晨吸引在这里来听我们听你的儿子，你的主。
May you, through the Holy Spirit, sanctify us with the blood of Jesus.
求你借着圣灵，用主耶稣的宝血来接近我们。
And open our ears so that we can truly hear you speak to us in our heart through your Son.Our Lord Jesus.
求你开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够真实地听到我们主耶稣基督的声音。
And open the eyes of our heart, we can truly see with our eyes the glory of the Lord.
求你开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够真实地看见我们主的荣光。
And through Holy Spirit, we ask you, Father, to teach us how to love the Lord and how to fear Him.
求你再次借着圣灵使我们能够爱我们的主，能够敬畏他。
Be with all brothers and sisters here today.
与我们每一个弟兄姊妹同在。
May every one of us be brought into your presence.
求你把我们每一个人都带到，你带入你的同在里面。
And be with brothers and sisters, friends that are still on the way.
也祝福那些还在路上的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
We commit this hour.Into your gracious hand.
来到此刻来到你的面前，实在是在你的恩手之中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. So let's turn to the Bible, Old Testament, Psalm number 5. Psalm 5.
让我们打开圣经旧约诗篇第五篇。
For the choir director, for flute accompaniment, a psalm of David.
大卫的诗，交与灵长，用吹的乐器。
Verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning.
第一节，耶和华啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Heed the sound of my cry.For help, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
耶和华啊，求你早晨必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you.
因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity.
狂傲的人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors.The man of bloodshed and deceit.
说谎言的，你必灭绝；好流人血、弄诡诈的，都为耶和华所憎恶。
But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you.
至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。
O Lord.Lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me.
耶和华啊，求你因我的仇敌，凭你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前正直。
There's nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue.
因为他们的口中没有诚实，他们的心里充满邪恶，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头谄媚人。
Hold them guilty, O Lord. By their own devices, let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out.
神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。
For they are rebellious against you, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you.
凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你护庇他们，又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。
For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord, you surround him.With favor as with a shield.
因为你必赐福于义人，耶和华啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面护卫他。
So let's turn to the beginning of this psalm.
让我们再回到这首诗篇的第前面。
So this is a fifth psalm in the book of Psalms.
这是诗篇里面的第五首。
We share the first four psalms.
我们已经分享到前面的四首。
And today we'd like to share the Psalm number 5.
今天我们要来分享第五篇。
As you know that Bible usually have a title, that title is actually not inspired. For example, NSB has a prayer for protection from the wicked. This phrase is not from original inspiration.
我们知道有的翻译版本前面都可以给一个题目。但是这个题目不是原来这个诗篇里面的。
Actually, the Bible starts with the next phrase. It says, "The choir director for the choir director, the flute for flute accompaniment, a psalm of David."
而其实诗篇是从这里开始的，就是大卫的诗，交与灵长，用吹的乐器，从那里开始的。
So this is written to be sung in the congregation.
所以这首诗篇是给会众一同唱的。
So in the Old Testament, we know that David was very special that he really had a heart to worship the Lord, to honor the Lord.
我们都知道旧约里边大卫是个很特别的人，他非常有恩赐，要来敬拜神，要来唱诗赞美神。
Not only he was a warrior,
他不光是一个战士
，but he was also a poet.
他也是一个诗人
，and he also was very good at playing the instruments.
他也非常专于各样的乐器。
And he can compose as well.
他也能够写那个诗。
So he was a man with a versatile talent.
所以他有众多的恩赐。
And he composes the psalm, many psalms, that to be sung in the congregation to praise the Lord.
他做了很多的曲在会众里面大家一同的来颂赞唱诗。
Do you remember that Psalm 4?It was written to be played on a stringed instrument.
我们还记得第四篇那个是要用丝弦的乐器来唱的。
And this one, it was to play on the flute.
这个呢，第五篇呢是用吹的乐器。
In the New Testament, how do we correspond to these verses?
那么在旧约里面，我们是怎么样来回应这些圣经的
in the New Testament.
因为在新约里边是怎么样来想对应这些经节的呢？
We know that in the New Testament, we don't have these instruments, or we don't have this outward choir.
我们都知道在新约里边我们不再有唱诗班有这种一起唱诗 一同唱诗的这种。
So who is our choir director?
那么谁是那个领导呢？
And this choir director in the New Testament truth is the Holy Spirit.
那么在新约的真理的里面，我们都知道这个领长，这个带领大家唱诗的乃是圣灵。
If we read the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
那么在以弗所书第五章第十八节第四八节开始啊，是这样说的：不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，还要被圣灵充满。用诗章，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
So it is the Holy Spirit. When the believers be filled with the Holy Spirit will lead us in praises.
所以实在说来是圣灵，圣灵来充满我们，来带领我们一同的赞美。
I think that's the reason why in the beginning in the New Testament, in the New Testament churches, they totally rely on the Holy Spirit to guide them, lead them in worship.
所以在新约教会一开始的时候、弟兄那个教会就是完全是依靠圣灵来带领一同的来敬拜赞美主。
Because in the New Testament, we worship in spirit and truth.
因为在新约的里面我们实在是凭着真实和灵里面来敬拜
Not relying on any outward help
而不是靠外在的一些东西来帮助我们
And for the lot of instruments mentioned in the Old Testament especially in Psalms like flute instruments cymbals and all these instruments in the New Testament it all becomes our heart
所以在旧约里边所讲的各样的乐器无论是丝弦的乐器或者吹的乐器或者拔等等都在新约里边变成了我们心
It's a singing and making melody with our heart to the Lord
而是用我们的心 来唱诗赞美神
So where is the harp? Where is the string instruments? Where is the flute? That's our heart
所以说无论是竖琴也好是丝弦乐也好是那个笛子也好其实都变成了我们的心
And a psalm of David
那么大卫的诗
And actually you see that many times the Bible called the word of God actually written from Holy Spirit the word of Holy Spirit
大卫的诗我们也都知道实际上也是圣灵、借着他所写成的
So a psalm of David is actually David wasunder the influence of the Holy Spirit when he wrote this song.
大卫的诗在写作的时候实在是在圣灵的引导之下写作写
的。So this psalm is much related to us as Christians today.
所以他所写的大卫所写的也对我们今天基督徒来说也是仍然、有关的。
So we have the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们有圣灵今天引领我们
as a choir director.
成为我们的领长。
And we have a heart, and Holy Spirit can use our heart as instruments to play all kinds of music to the Lord.
然后圣灵、把我们的心转变成各样的乐器，让我们一同来赞美神。
So let's read first two verses again.
让我们来看第一节和第二节。
Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my groaning.
耶和华啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Keep the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
And verse 3, In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
耶和华啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
So twice it mentioned in the morning.
两次他说到早晨。
So this is a morning devotion song.
所以这首诗乃是早晨啊敬拜的诗。
And that's why I call it morning song.
所以我把它称作早晨的诗篇。
Remember that the Psalm 3.It's called the morning song.
Evening.
Psalm 3 is evening song.
所以诗篇第三篇乃是晚上的诗篇。
Actually, Psalm 3 is the morning song.
It's evening. Right. 诗篇第三篇应该是。
Psalm 3 is called a morning song. Just say it.
诗篇第三篇是指早晨的诗篇。
And Psalm 4 is called the evening psalm.
第四篇是称为晚上的诗篇。
And Psalm 5 is again called the morning psalm.
第五篇又称为早晨的诗篇。
Psalm 6 is evening psalm again.
所以第六篇又称为晚上的诗。
So in the beginning, when we get up early in the morning, that we can sing, we can have a morning devotion, and to pray to the Lord.
所以我们早晨唱这样的诗的时候，我们就一同的来赞美我们的主。
So we'll get to verse 3, but let's look at the verse 1.
我们会来看前三节，首先我们看第一节。
You notice here that in these three verses, it tells us about different forms of prayer.
在这里，他实在是告诉我们有各样的祷告的方式。
The first verse, it says, "My words, give ear to my words."
首先，他讲到说你要留心听我的言语。
And then he says, "Consider my groaning."
然后又说顾念我的心思。
The groaning, another translation is. Translated it as meditation.
顾念这个词又可以翻译成叹息。
So groaning actually is a negative form of meditation.
因为叹息实在说来是负面的感觉给人。
And also in verse 2, it says, "Hear the sound of my cry."
然后第二节又讲到说你垂听我呼求的声音。
So there's three forms of in the prayer is words, meditation, and crying.
所以实在说来这有三件事情哈，一个是讲到言语，讲到心思，讲到那个呼求。
So in these three verses, he asked the Lord to give ear to his prayer, to listen to his prayer.
所以用这样的三样的方式，他实在是求神用耳朵去听。
We know the words is most common form of prayer that we put our desire, we let God know that what we want, how we feel in our heart.
言语是我们常常用来祷告的，要让神知道我们心里所求所想的是什么。
It's like a conversation that we have with the Lord, that we tell him about what we desire, what our needs are.
我们就好像是我们在跟神交流，要告诉他我们心里所想所求的事情，所愿的事情。
Sometimes using words, it can help us to focus in our prayer.
也就是说，有时候我们用言语来使我们能够注意力集中在我们想要求祷告的事上。
If you sometimes you find out that you cannot concentrate when you pray, then putting in words help us to concentrate.
所以有时候如果我们觉得我们在祷告的时候心不专心的话，我们可以把我们的言语说讲出来成为话，就能帮助我们定专心。
And it also says another form of prayer is called groaning or meditation.
那么另外第二种的祷告的方式就是那个心思，或者说是指我们的叹息。
In other words, that meditation is our thoughts.
那么心思什么意思呢？换句话说，就是讲到我们自己的我们思想。
It's what we think about.
是我们想什么。
Sometimes in meditation, we may not address to the Lord, or God, necessarily.
有时候我们在想的时候，我们不一定好像是在直接的给神讲。
When we meditate, we usually don't start with the Lord or God or Father. We don't address to them directly most of times in our meditation.
有时候我们在想的过程之中，我们有时候不是直接的对着神说神啊主啊这样的。
But we think about the Lord.
但是我们确实又是在想主。
We think about God.
我们又在想神。
We think about the truth.
我们在想真理。
So we think about God and the Lord and His truth, but we may not address them directly.
我们是用想的方式一直在想主、想神、想神的真理，但是我们不是直接的对着他在讲。
So that's why David said, "Consider my meditation."
所以大卫在这说要顾念我的心思。
Even though in our meditation we don't address God directly, but he still wants God to consider his meditation.
虽然我们在想的时候，我们在沉思的时候，我们并没有直接对着神在讲、在述说，但是大卫也希望神能够听他的想的内容。
Do you remember the Psalm 19, the brother shared with us the other Lord's Day, that in the very end of that Psalm 19, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation also of my heart be acceptable in your eyes."
记不记得有弟兄在我们主日分享到诗篇第十九篇的时候在最后他是这样说的，他说愿我口中的言语心中的意念在你的面前蒙悦纳。
So meditation is very important what we think about during the day.
所以我们一天我们心中的意念是非常重要的。
Because God knows what we think about.
因为神实在说来他知道我们心里在想什么。
And sometimes you wonder, whoa, something that I haven't really prayed to the Lord yet, but it's like God just fulfilled it. Seems that God knows what we think about.
有时候我们会有这样的感觉，我们其实并没有直接向神祷告呀，为什么神就已经成就了这一切呢？原来神已经知道我们心里想的事情。
Because God knows what we think about.
因为神实在是知道我们在想什么。
So in the meditation, we can think about God, His grace, and His love.
我们实在在我们的心思思想的里面，我们常常会想到神的爱、神的恩典。
In meditation, we think about the message that we heard.
我们会思想我们所听过的信息。
In meditation, we reflect on the Bible verses we read.
或者说我们会思想我们所读过的圣经经节。
And sometimes in meditation, we're pondering on the meaning of the scripture.
有时候我们在沉思的时候，我们会想到那些经文究竟是什么意思。
Or in meditation, we want to find out about God's will.
也记得这样的沉思，我们想要寻求神的旨意是什么。
Or in meditation, we think about what college we want to go to.
或者我们在思想的时候，我们想到就是我们要去的大学是什么样的学校。
How I can not only enrich my education, but also how I can grow in the Lord in a spiritual life as well in colleges.
在学校的生活里边，我们要怎么样？一方面我们要使我们的学业有成就；另一方面，在学校人里面，我们希望我们的属灵的生命也能够继续成长。
Which college God want me to be?
什么样的大学是神要让我去的呢？
Or sometimes we in meditation we can think about we are moved to.
或者在思想的里面，我们常常会思想说，我们究竟下一个我们要搬家到什么地方去？
So that I can still serve the Lord faithfully with brothers and sisters. I can still grow in our spiritual life.
我们可以在那新的地方能够继续成长，继续的服侍我们的神。
Or in our meditation, we can think about how we can be a good testimony in the workplace.
或者在我们的思想的里面，我们常常在想说，我们要在我们工作的地方怎么样见证我们的主。
How can I be a good testimony in school to my friends?
或者在学校里面怎么样在朋友的那个同学的面前见证主。
How can I still come to Friday Bible study when the projects, a lot of projects I have to do, get it done?
或者尽管星期五的晚上我还非常很多的项目很多的作业要做，但是我还是应该来查经。
Or how can I come to worship in the spirit and in the right attitude?
或者想到我们清晨我们来敬拜主的时候应该用什么样的态度来敬拜。
And sometimes as he says it's groaning.
这有时候的意思乃是讲到我们在叹息。
Sometimes in meditation, we think about the troubles we are in.
我们有时候在沉思的时候，我们会思想到 我们所面临的困难。
We think about what burdens us.
或者是什么事情啊，使我们心里的担子很重。
And we think that where is God's will for me in this?
那么在这些事情的里面，神究竟要让我们的旨意是什么？
So all in this meditation, God actually knows our heart.
实际上借着这样的沉思，神知道了我们心里在想什么。
So David not only says, Lord, give ear to my words, the words that I'm speaking to you now, but also what's in my heart, what I think.
所以大卫在这样说，他说你不光要留心听我的言语，而且要顾念我心里边所想所思的。
And in second verse, he asked God to heed the sound of my cry for help.
那么第二节他又说，他说求你垂听我呼求的声音。
So the third form of prayer is a crying.
那么第 三种的那个祷告就是呼求。
You know, cry, when we cry, it gives sense of desperation.
那么呼求什么意思呢？就是表示我们实在是处在一种绝望的境界里面。
We cry when something touch our heart, but deep in our heart.
就是我们呼求乃是因为有的事情已经深深的碰到了我们心的深处。
When we feel helpless and hopeless,
感到无望，感到没有无助。
You know, who cried most of time?
谁常常哭泣？
Do you know?
呼求呢？哭泣呢？
Who cried most of time?
谁？哭的最多
啊，Jeremiah,
Jeremiah, 耶利米
yeah, Jeremiah is right, but baby
谁哭的最多乃是大卫。
Baby not a baby, right?
婴孩子哭的最多的。
Why baby cried all the time? Because they are helpless without the help from others. They cannot help themselves.
因为婴孩他实在是无助的，除了别人帮助他以外，他实在没有别的办法。
Unless parents or others help them, babies are helpless.
除非是父母或者其他的人帮助他，那个婴孩或者婴孩完全无助。
So in the same way that only when we feel very helpless, when we feel hopeless, then we cry desperately.
所以每当我们遇到了情形使我们感到毫无无助无的时候，我们才会从内心深处发出那嘶声竭力的呼求。
It is from our heart, very sincere.
是实在是从我们心里的深处 真诚的祷告的呼求。
That's why a brother once said that God does not listen to all prayers.
所以有一个弟兄这样说啊，神不会听所有的祷告的。
God only listens to the desperate ones.
神只垂听那些非常绝望的呼求。
The reason is because desperate prayer comes from our heart.
原因就是因为这样的呼求乃是出自于我们的心的深处。
So he says, "Heed the sound of my cry."
所以这他是这样讲的，他说求你垂听我呼求的声音。
So sometimes we feel very desperate and we feel we are very helpless and hopeless, that time we cry to the Lord.
所以有的时候我们是在处在绝境的里面，感到无助无望的时候，这个时候我们就自然而然会向神发出那个哭泣。
We sometimes in a situation we don't know how to put it into words.
有时候在一些情况的里面，我们实在没法用言语来描述的。
But as we cry, God knows our heart.
但是当我们这样哭泣的呼求的时候，神已经知道我们的心。
God treasures our crying.
神实在是宝贵啊这样的心。
Because that's deep from our heart and that touches God's heart.
因为这样的呼求乃是从我们的内心深处发出来的。
And then he says, "My King and my God."
然后他是这样说的，他说我的王，我的神啊。
So when he addressed the Lord as my King and my God, what does that mean?
当 他在这样说, 我的主, 我的王, 我的神啊, 是什么意思呢?
Well, when you pray, you address the Lord as your friend.
当我们在平常祷告的时候, 我们把我们的神主当成是的朋友。
And I think if you address him as your friend, or you address him as your king or God, I think they'll make difference.
当我们在说, 我们把神当成我们的朋友,和我们再这样说,我们说神是我的王, 我的神啊, 这是不一样的。
When we address the Lord as our friend, we feel like we can pour out our heart like a friend. We can have the fellowship with him.
当我们把神当作是我们的朋友来祷告的时候, 我们实在是把我们的心思、想法都给我们主倾诉, 好像是朋友一样。
But when we address the Lord as our king and as our God, that will give us different atmosphere.
但是当我们对神说我的王、我的神啊, 这样来称呼神的时候, 那给我们的那种 彼此的那个情形就完全不同了。
It will aspire to worship.
这个时候所带出来的是一种敬拜的心。
It arouses our heart to worship him.
让我们的心来敬拜他。
When you address the Lord as your friend, I don't think you want to worship a friend.
当我们在把我们的神看作朋友来祷告的时候, 我们想我们不是在一种敬拜的那个情绪的里面。
But if we address the Lord as our King and our God, we want to worship him.
当我们这样呼求说我的王、我的神啊的时候, 这实在是在一种敬拜的。
So in verse 7, you can see that. As for me, he says, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in the fear of you.
所以你跳到第七节来看,你就知道,至于我,我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所,我必敬畏,我必存敬畏你的心,向你的圣殿下拜。
So it's very good in the morning, you start off with worship.
所以在早晨的清晨的时候, 我们实在是应当带着这样的敬拜来到神前面。
In the morning devotions, we can start off with worshiping the Lord.
所以在清晨的, 与主亲近的时候, 我们实在是要带着敬拜的心来到主面前。
So my king means his sovereignty, acknowledges his sovereignty over all his kingdom, over the whole universe, and over my life.
所以当在称呼我的王的时候, 乃是宣称神所拥有的那个绝对的主权, 不光是在我自己的生命, 也在全世界, 全宇宙范围内, 他是绝对主有权的神。
So his prayer, he wants the Lord to really help him to pray according to God's will, Lord's will.
所以他这样祷告过程中,他实在是求神来帮助他进到神旨意的里面来祷告。So
he already has a heart prepared to say, let thy will be done, not mine.
所以他的心已经预备好,想要告诉神说,愿你的旨意成就,而不是我的。So
when we call Lord our King, we acknowledge his sovereignty over my life.
所以当我们在呼求说我的主、我的王的时候, 乃是要宣告他的主权在我们这个人的人身上。
It is he on the throne, not myself.
是他在那个宝座上,而不是我的自己。
And he says, my God, he addressed the Lord as my God, means that God is all-powerful God, almighty God.
当他在说我的神来的时候, 他乃是宣称说我们的神是全能的,是全足的。
God is able to fulfill all his promises.
神, 唯有神能够完全, 应验他所有的应许。
So when he addressed the Lord as his God, God means Elohim is all-powerful God.
当我们, 当他在说我的神的时候, 称主为神的时候, 还是说我们的神, 还是全知全主的神。
So in here, you see the order. He addressed Lord as a king first, and then God.
注意到,他在这里先是说主是我的王, 然后再说主是我的神。
He says, Lord, you are all powerful. You can do anything. All things are possible with you.
他乃是说到主，你能做所有一切的事情，一切事情在你都凡事都能。
But my prayer is not that for you to answer all my prayer, but only those ones that is according to your will.
他乃是讲到说，你要听我祷告的时候，乃是要根据你的旨意来成就这听我的祷告。
That's why he put the king first.Because king, it means sovereignty. Lord is sovereign over his life.
这就是为什么他在呼求的时候，他先把王放在前面，因为王乃是统管一切的，掌管一切每一件事情的。
So when he prayed, he asked the Lord to guide him to pray according to his will, and he had the faith to believe.Everything he prayed according to God's will, God is able to perform. God is able to fulfill.
所以当他在祷告的时候，他先是称呼王，就是想说王他有权，他有权柄能够成就他所要成就的一切的事情。
So in other words, he says, if you're willing, you can.
如果你愿意的话，那么你就一定能够做到。
So here and then in verse 2,The second half he says, For to you I pray.
然后第二节的最后他这样说，因为我向你祈祷。
To you is very important.
向你非常重要。
Why David says, For to you, is that redundant? I mean, he was praying to the Lord.
向你这个词为什么这样重要呢？神那个大卫好像在这重复用这句话，因为他实在是已经在向主祷告了。
But we know that in our experience how important it is. Usually, sometimes we pray and a lot of distractions. Sometimes we pray, but it doesn't sound like we pray to the Lord. It sounds like we pray to other people.
就像在我们平时间的祷告的时候，我们常常好像是心不在焉的。我们在祷告的时候好像是对着主祷告，但是又好像是在跟人在讲话似的。
When we pray, sometimes so it feels like we like to others to listen to our prayer.
有时候我们在祷告的时候，好像是我们实在是希望别的人听我们在祷告什么。
But here, that's why David here says, "To you, Lord, to you I pray."
而大卫在这里乃是再次重心是说，我是在向你祷告。
Because I'm helpless.
因为我实在是无助无望的。
Not only I'm helpless, or others cannot help me either.
不光是我自己感觉到我是无助无望的，而且别人也根本没法帮助我。
Help from people, is in vain.
从人来的帮助乃是徒然无益的。
You are the one, only you can help me.
因为唯有你，也只有你能够帮助我。
So here it says that for to you I pray.
所以在这里他乃是说是向你我在祷告。
And in verse 3 he said, In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you. Eagerly watch.
第三节他说早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并且要警醒。
As we can see that here, he repeated twice the phrase in the morning.
在这里他两次讲到早晨。
So morning is very important to our spiritual life, our devotion.
早晨实在对我们来说，对我们早晨晨修是非常重要的。
I know that for modern people, the getting up early is very hard.
我们都知道，对于现代的人来说，早晨要起得很早是很困难的事。
It's hard to me. I mean, I think it's hard to you as well.
我想对我来说是很难的，我想对你们也应该是很难的。
Especially for young people.
尤其是年轻的人。
Those in high school, those in college, it's kind of impossible for them to get up early.
对于在那个高中在上大学的人早晨要起来是几乎是不可能的。
But in the morning, there's a great blessings that come with the morning.
但是早晨往往带着很大的祝福。
For example, right now in New Jersey, we are in drought. Do you realize that?
大家知不知道，在新泽西现在我们在处在干旱的里面。
Because we have very warm winter, I know that some brothers went out by snow blowers, but it will stay there in the garage for another year. But it's very dry. So now season is very dry.
我们都知道，我们的冬这已过的冬天是个非常是非常暖和的冬天，所带来的这个季节是非常。
So my wife reminded me that, oh, we are in a drought right now because it's like we are under a certain percentage of level of water.
So 太太提醒我说，因为我们现在这个下雨的量低于某一个程度，所以是在干旱期。
But so I look at my lawn. Oh, look at the lawns everywhere. It's pretty green.
但是我看我的草坪呢，显得很绿油油的。
Of course, it's because temperature is not that high, sun is not scorching yet.
因为现在的气温不是太高，太阳也不是那样的烈日。
But another very important factor is that because of morning dews.
但是还有一个其中很重要的原因是早晨的露水。
Because those grass, you see, they're nourished by the morning dews.
所以那些草乃是被早晨的露水所滋润。
So in the morning, there's many spiritual blessings as well.
所以对我们来说，早晨也是属灵的祝福的很好的时间。
Even though I can stay home working, but I prefer go to work because that will force me to get up early because the last bus is like 7:30, so I have to get up very early. And when I was on the bus, I'm on the bus, I read the Bible, I have a devotion there.
尽管我的工作允许我在家里面做事，但是我还是愿意去公司去上班，因为早晨，这个就使我被迫早晨必须要起来，因为早晨最后一班那个公共汽车是7:30，这样我就必须早起，而且呢，在车上的时候，我就可以读圣经可以灵修。
So I have almost 40 to 50, or if there's there's traffic, then it can be about an hour to.Read the Bible, meditate on it, and enjoy the fellowship with the Lord.
所以我有40到50分钟左右的这个路上的时间，甚至有时候 traffic 有那个交通的话会更多的时间。我就觉得这段时间是非常好的与主亲近的时间。
So when I was in school, I tried to get up very early.
当我在上学的时候，我总是希望能够早起。
But it failed many times.
但是总是很难。
And then I noticed that the Bible said you have to be violent to enter the kingdom of God.
但是圣经提醒我说，我们必须要努力才能进到天国。
So I take that word as I have to really do violently to myself to get up early.
所以我就把这句话记在心里边。我相信只有对我有强暴的办法。才能使我早晨早起。
We have many alarm clocks, and right beside the alarm clock, I have the cold water and all this handkerchief right there soaked in the cold water.
所以在我的床边不光是有那个闹钟，而且还有一杯冰凉的冷水，还有一些那个湿的毛巾放在那里来帮助我早起。
So my alarm clock is not on my bed, beside the bed, but it's over desktop over somewhere. So I have to get up and help me, and then I have to have water right there.
所以我的闹钟不光是在我床边有，而且是在我的那个书桌上有。书桌离我的床很远，所以我必须要起来才能把那个闹铃给关掉。所以在那个地方有水放在那里，我就可以使我自己能清醒。
And also in the morning have another connotation.
另外关于早晨还有一件很重要的意义。
That is, sometimes it's translated as eagerness.
也就是说早晨的意思乃是表示说我们有一种渴慕在里面。
If, say sometimes you get up very early, just naturally, because you have something in your heart that you're burdened with something.
有时候我们心里边有些什么事的时候我们总是早早的就醒过来，因为这就表明我们心里边好像有些事在挂记着。
So in a spiritual walk, God want to have that kind of burden to pursue spiritual life, and it become a burden in the heart will get up early in the morning. If we don't have the burden, then of course we will not work that hard to get up early.
所以在属灵的追求的里面，我们也需要有，神也需要我们有同样的心思和同样的负担，才能够使我们早晨的时候能够早早的起来，促使我们能够起来。
Yeah, so sometimes if something heavy in my heart, I just get up very early, and I don't feel sleepy at all. I just get up and pray, because that's something that bothers me, bothers my heart.
就有时候我心里边有事，早早的我就醒过来了，因为那件事情实在是在提醒着我要早早的起来祷告。
So it is measurement of our eagerness. If you get up early, pray, that means that thing you pray for is in your heart. If you don't, you don't want to bother to get up early to pray, but that thing you want to pray for is not that important.
所以我们要是有一件事情，我们觉得是需要早早的起来祷告。如果这件事情确实是那样重要的话，我们就一定能够起得来。否则如果起不来的话，那就说明那件事情实在是无关紧要的，无足轻重的。
And then he says, "The Lord, you hear my voice. I think in the morning you will tell me which one's more effective. In the morning when I pray, or in the afternoon, any other time. I think every time is okay. I mean, we should all pray all the time. But in the morning, somehow, maybe God will better listen to us because that's from our heart, our burden. And also, if we pray in the morning before any other activities we engage in, God may prevent us from some bad situations. So prevention is always better than intervention.
Okay, 早晨，我想我们早晨起来祷告的时候，往往有很多的好处。当然，我们可以在一天任何的平时间，下午都可以祷告的。 但是早晨起来祷告的时候，确实使我们一方面我们的心能够安静，没有别的事情搅扰我们，而且呢，也可以避免我们一天所要经历的个人的事情，因为往往避免我们经历那些事情，总比我们已经进入到那个水深火热里边的时候，怎么样来把我们从里边提出来要更容易一点，所以那个预防比那些医治更容易。
So this is a morning prayer. So it says, "They hear my voice." And then second part is that in the morning I will order my prayer to you, eager to watch.
然后在这里又继续讲到说，早晨，我必向你陈明我的心意，并且要警醒。
So here it says, "I will order my prayer." It is a difficult translation, but most of scholars believe this is David corresponds to morning sacrifice that priests offer in the morning.
在这里讲到说陈明我的心意，这个翻译的不是很容易翻的。这句话原来的意思，有的很多圣经学者这样说，是讲到要献早上的祭，把自己献上当做活祭，那早上的祭的意思。
So some translation says this: in the morning, I prepare my sacrifice.
所以有的可以把它翻译成这样的，就是说早晨我必向你献上我作为一个祭。
So the prayer actually is considered as a sacrifice.
所以这里的祷告乃是 可以把它理解成一种祭，献祭。
So prayer is a spiritual sacrifice.
所以祷告实在是一种属灵的祭。Priest
will order by God to present the sacrifice, burnt offering, every morning.
祭司们在旧约，他们必须被神所定规的，他们必须早晨起来献燔祭。
So it is called a continual or perpetual burnt offering.
这乃是一个要持续的一个燔祭，一直都要献的。
So in the morning or in the evening, they have to offer every day two lamps.
所以这个祭呢，乃是要持续一天的，早晨要献一个早晨的祭，然后到了晚上要献另外一个。
So here are very obvious that David actually, in this phrase, when he said, "I will order my prayer to you," he actually it corresponds to the morning sacrifice the priests are doing.
所以在这里讲到说，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意的时候，乃是对应早晨祭司们所献的那个早祭，那个燔祭。
And it's special fitting for children of God today.
这对我们今天神的儿女来说，这有特别的意义。
Because now we don't have a real physical sacrifice anymore. It's all fulfilled by the Lord Jesus. His one sacrifice accomplished all salvation.
因为今天我们再也没有在圣殿里边那个食物那个献祭的那个过程，而我们都知道主耶稣一次献上就完成了所有律法关于祭的要求。
But Christians, we need to offer the spiritual sacrifice as Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2.
那么，但是作为基督徒，我们应当把我们应该献上祭物当作应该献上祭物，就像彼得在他的书信里边第二章所讲的。
So what does it mean by spiritual sacrifice there? It means prayer.
属灵的祭是什么意思呢？乃是讲到，就是讲到祷告。
So he says, here in the morning I order my prayer. He talk about the spiritual sacrifice he offered in prayer.
所以这里讲到早晨必向你陈明的时候，就是讲到我们早晨的那个祭。
Yeah, once we became Christians, there are many surprises waiting for us.
当我们成为基督徒以后，在我们前面有很多惊喜在等着我们。
First, I think we all experience the joy of salvation. You receive the Lord, you're saved, and you experience the joy come from salvation from the Lord that is not expected.
首先第一个就是当我们接受主为我们的救主的时候，我们会得到一个救恩的喜乐，这是我们给我们这个惊喜的一个礼物，我们不知道的之前。
Another thing we need to be awakened to is that we are not only children of God, but also we are disciples of the Lord. We need to learn. We need to learn from the Lord.
另外，我们不光信主以后，我们不光成为神的儿女，而且我们也变成了主的门徒。我们必须要向他来不断的学习。
So this is a surprise for many children of God. Just saying, I mean, I got saved and I want to have joy and peace, but I know that I have to learn. I have to discipline my life. So that's kind of a surprise to them.
所以对神的很多儿女来说，确实是件吃惊的事情，因为我们一直以为说我们信主就是要有平安喜乐就够了，但是没想到我们信主以后，我们还必须要有一个被管教、被学习的过程，使我们成为主的门徒。
And then another surprise is that you are children of God. We are all priests of God.
另外一个吃惊的地方就是我们成为神的儿女以后，我们竟然也成了他的祭司。
So we need to learn to offer sacrifices.
所以说我们必须要学习怎么样来献祭。
Everyone here is a priest to the Lord if you're saved.
在这里在座的每一个人，如果你是得救的，你都是祭司。
We need to learn how to offer sacrifice.
我们必须要学习怎么样来献祭。
We need to learn how to pray.
我们必须要学习怎么样祷告。
So in New Testament, the sacrifice we're making to the Lord is prayer.
所以在新约的里面，我们所献的祭就是我们的祷告。
Now every morning we need to pray, but the one of the most important meeting in the church is prayer meeting.
不光是每天早晨我们必须要祷告，而且在教会里面有一个很重要的祷告聚会，就是祷告聚会。
So if you go to a place, say God sent you as a mission to a place to share the gospel, to establish church there, what is the first meeting that you want to have?
当如果神 派派你出去，在外面去传道、传福音的时候，建在那边建立教会的时候，你知道你要做的第一件事情是什么吗？
The first meeting, I believe that your answer is also same as mine. It's a prayer meeting. Three and two or three gather together with the same mind to establish the testimony of the Lord. We come together, pray first.
所以我相信你和我的想法一定是一样的。首先，我们要做的第一件事情，到外面去，那就会找几个同工，我们一同来祷告。So
that's very important for spiritual life.
所以这样的祷告对我们的属灵生命是非常重要的。And
then so in here says also, he says, and eagerly watch.
在这里呢，讲着而且要警醒。
It means two things. One is to look up with the expectation. Then when I pray, I expect God to answer my prayer.
首先为什么要警醒？第一方面就是讲到我们在祷告的时候，我们是希望看见主是怎么样来满足我们所期望的。Do
you remember what you pray to the Lord?
你知道你还记得你向神祷告的内容吗？
If you don't remember, how do you know He answered your prayer?
如果你都记不得了的话，你怎么知道神已经应许了你的祷告呢？
How can you grow in faith?
怎么样你能够在信心里边长进呢？
So in here it tells us that we need to pray and we need to pray seriously.
所以在这里实在是告诉我们要警醒，要严肃来祷告。
We need to pray with expectation that God will answer my prayer.
我们要有这样的期盼，我们在祷告，神必然要垂听。
We're not speaking to the air when we pray.
我们不是向着空气讲话。
We're praying to this Almighty God, the King of the Universe.
我们乃是对着永生的神，对着宇宙的王在讲话。
He rules whole universe.
他统管整个宇宙。
He makes all things work together.
他让所有的事情一起互相效力。
For our good.
为我们的益处。
So when we pray, and we pray in faith, we expect Lord to answer my prayer.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们是在信心里面祷告，我们就知道神必然要成就。
So if we pray and we don't expect God to answer me, then why you pray?
假如我们在祷告的过程中，我们并不期盼神要来答应我们的祷告的话，我们祷告干什么？
So it is shows that the prayer, it is a prayer with faith.
所以这实在是提醒我们，我们要祷告，乃是要在信心的里面来祷告。
So that's the first point of this why is that eagerly watch.
所以关于警醒这件事情，这是第一个方面。And
second meaning is this.
第二个方面呢？
It means that we need to watch our steps during the day.
我们在祷告以后的一天的时间里面，我们都要注意我们的脚踪。
We need to live a life worthy of God's answer.
我们要我们的一生活在神的面前是配得的。
We want to walk a life that is worthy of the calling of God.
我们要活出我们的生活能够配得上主的话。
So if you are in the expectation of God's answer to your prayer, next thing is very naturally, we want to order our life so that our life can be a reflection of Lord's glory.
所以呢，当我们在祷告中等待、盼望主的成就的时候，我们就必然在我们的每一天的生活的里面时时刻刻的注意。
So in a, instead of starting from verse 4, it says, For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. See, you see that how they're connected?
所以你看从第四节开始，你就知道那个之间的关联是什么。因为他在这里来是讲到说，因为你不喜悦恶事的，你是不喜悦恶事的神，看到没有这个关系的关联。
So he eagerly watched, not only with expectation for God to answer his prayer, but also he looked out to his life. He want to make sure he live a life that reflect the glory of the King.
所以为什么要惊醒的原因就是在于啊，我们不光是要在期盼等待的里面 看看神怎么样成就我们的祷告，而且我们必须要注意我们的生活言行举止啊，必须要合乎神的要求。
So thank the Lord, so give us this time to share.
感谢主给我们这点时间，我们彼此有分享交通。
So if Lord willing, that we'll share the rest of the psalm.
如果主愿意的话，我们下面以后还要继续分享这个诗篇。
But we pray to the Lord that the Lord will encourage us to live a prayerful life.
我们实在是在主的面前向主祈求，让我们能够过一个合乎他要求的生活。
Learn how to pray before him.
学习怎样在他的面前祷告。
Learn how to offer the spiritual sacrifice in his spiritual holy temple.
能够学习在他的圣殿的里面怎么样能够献那个圣洁的祭。
And learn to pray in faith.
学习怎么样在信心里面来祷告。
When we pray, let's have faith to expect that the Lord will answer our prayer.
在我们的祷告里面，我们要有这样的信心的确据，知道他必然要成就。
Because that our Lord that we believe in is a living God.
因为我们所相信的神乃是永活的神。
He's not the air.
他不是空气。
He's not the idols.
他不是偶像。
Idols cannot see, cannot speak, cannot hear.
因为偶像不能看，不能听，不能说。
Cannot walk.
也不能走。
But a living God, He hears our prayer.
但是永活的神时刻听我们的祷告。
As we expect His answer, God answers our prayer. That's how we grow.
当我们在等待神在听我们祷告，应许成就一切的时候。我们的属灵生命就渐渐的长大。
May the Lord bless His word.
愿主祝福他的话语。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father God, You're willing to give Your grace through Your word.
父神愿意你祝福你的话语赐恩给他。
You put all YourRichness in Christ and in His Word.
因为你把你所有的丰盛都放在我们的主和你的话语的里面。
May you teach us how to receive your word and how to grow by it.
求你帮助我们怎样借着你的话语来长大并且活出来。
And help us to direct our path, direct our steps to honor the Lord.
让校正我们的脚踪，使我们可以能够遵从我们的神。
And teach us how to pray.
也告诉教我们怎么样祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.